Lord, we ask that you would speak to us through your word, as you've already done. Thank you that your word is a lamp and a light unto our feet, Lord. It illuminates the way as we try our best to navigate through a dark, dying, fallen, broken, decaying world. God, we need your help today more than ever. With so much going on, Lord, speak to us through your word. Comfort our hearts, comfort our minds as we stand in the gap, as we pray for our country, we pray for our president, we pray for all those in leadership. God, you called us to pray. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, Lord, you told us what to do, not to complain and get nervous and scared, but you said we need to call on your name and pray. Seek your face, turn from our wicked ways. Then will you hear from heaven and heal the land. God, this land needs some healing. We humble ourselves now and pray and seek your face. We need your wisdom. Speak to us through your word. Thank you that it's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We bless you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So family, if you're not reading the Proverbs daily for God's wisdom, then I would just recommend you start praying and fasting 5 minutes a day. I don't know. It's like a sense of urgency because there's so much going on. I don't want to walk out the house without spending time with God in prayer. I really don't want to do anything without seeking God's guidance first. Did I say Revelation 22 and 1?
Yes.
All right. So we've talked about Jesus being water. We talked about the tree of life. Remember, if you should have in your notes already, that is nothing special about the water. The water is just the H2O, but it's the life. He said Jesus is the, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. In the middle of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing, the therapy of the nations. We know the nations represent everyone. So we see that it'd be some of everybody, every creed, tribe, color, and race in heaven. So it just blows the theory. If you can't stand people here, you probably won't make it to heaven because there's going to be some of everybody there. So you need to start loving everybody, because when you get to heaven as a Christian, if you're not a Christian, then you're going to do your own thing anyway. But this is specifically speaking to Christians and those that believe. So the title, part 7, is God enough? So make a note that in the middle of the street, we got the living water, the water of life. And it's nothing about special about the water. It's just H2O. But the life comes from God. The tree, it's nothing special about the tree. It's the life that comes from God. The life comes from God through Jesus Christ. The leaves, it was nothing special about the leaves, but the tree, they were there for the healing of the nations, the therapy of the nations. They were in the middle of the street. There was, everything was in the middle, God and Jesus. So make a note, make sure that God and Jesus is in the middle of everything that you do. Everything you do should revolve around God and Jesus. They should be in the middle of all your decisions, the middle of your relationships. Wow. Let me say that again. They should be in the middle of your decisions, the middle of your relationships, the middle of your home, the middle of your life, God and Jesus. That's why the wisdom of God and Jesus is so important. They were right there in the middle. Verse 3, and there was no more curse. So the curse, it was said more than just bad language. When I looked it up in the Greek, I said, although that can be involved too, but it was the act of imprecating. I didn't even know what that word was. Imprecating means invoking evil on someone, praying a curse on someone that something bad would befall them. It's like, to use example, I hope you, and you fill in the blank. I hope you, I hope you're dog, I hope you're a cat, I hope you're cursing. God said, all this stuff is gone. We're not doing that no more. People like that, they're not in heaven. They're not there. Right, read it for yourself in verse 3. And there shall be no more curse. The curse of sin is gone. And what's there? But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Underline servants and serve. Then make a note. Who are you serving now? Make another note. We all serve something. Let me say that again. We all serve something. There's no way around it. All right, so you break down the word serve in the Greek. It's just a bond servant. It's like a slave. And his slaves shall worship him. That second serve is different from servants. The slaves shall worship God. So we're at the throne of God in heaven. And those of us that are connected to him, who've surrendered to him, because remember, we're bought with a price. We're no longer our own. We're bought through the blood of Jesus Christ. So now we're indentured servants. We're slaves to God, and we shall worship him. So remember, you're serving something and you're worshiping something. And, you know, in our vernacular, you know, in our culture, slave has a bad connotation to it. But you all got to know that you're a slave to something right now. I prefer to be a slave to God than when I was a slave to sin. I'd rather serve God than to serve sin. And you don't have to be perfect to worship God. Make a note. He said his slaves should worship him. His servants should worship him. You don't have to be perfect. You go to God, you surrender, you submit it. You're not perfect to all the other stuff you're serving. All of a sudden, I got to be perfect to serve God. No, you don't. You just have to be surrendered and submitted. So I made a list of all the things that we serve. Yeah. So it says, read this. That's what it says, and it's in red. So here we are. You are a slave to money, to school, to people, drugs, alcohol, pornography, work, opinions of other people, things, stuff, sex, social media, relationships, spouses, kids, ministry, a church. You could be a slave to your church. You could care less about God. I got to take care of the church. You're not even worshiping God. You're a slave to the church or the ministry. Totally different things than serving God. Grandchildren, parents, business, success, or possibly God. To the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes, you and I are slave to something. And we're worshiping something. We are worshiping something. And regardless of how bad it gets, never take a day off from worshiping God. No matter how tough it gets, no matter how bad it looks, what comes your way, what comes my way, we should never take a day off from worshiping God. Never take a day off. Two things when Satan rebelled against God, two things he influences us to do. Number one, never connect with God. Stay away from God. So instead of running to God, we run from God. And then the other thing he does is he tries to mock God. It's like he mocked Jesus. And if you are really God, why don't you bow down and worship me? Turn these stones into bread. So he's always... Then he uses us to try and make a fool of God, too. Look at what's happening in our society today. It's all a bunch of hate and killing and murder. And we're trying to spread love through that. And it's just tough. But as the church, that's why we go out and we share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the world is searching for it. We have to get out and give it. But let me just give you an insight into worshiping God. Jay, go to Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 29, chapter 10. If you have your Bibles, go to 1 Chronicles chapter 29. So these are prayers. This is worship. These are prayers. Add this to your list. You say, Pastor, I don't know where to start. I want to start reading my Bible. I don't know where to start. I want to start worshiping God. I don't really understand what it means. This is what it means. So when you have that 5 minutes, get up 5 minutes earlier and add this to your list. 1 Chronicles 29 and 10. So I'm going to take you through three different scriptures on worshiping God. Wherefore, David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. That's how you start worshiping God. God, I want to bless you, Lord God of Israel. You are our Father. It's not an individual thing. We're family, and we're going to worship forever and ever. Next one, Jay. Thine, O Lord, God, you are the greatness, and the power, the glory, and the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Oh, well, we worship it now. He's the head above all. There's none like him. It's nothing higher than God. So when I'm waking up and I'm reading this scripture, before I start my day, before I leave the house, I'm trying to get connected to God. So whatever comes my way, I'm not even sweating because I have the power, the glory, the victory, the majesty of God. Cover me. Ever, all that's in the heaven and the earth is yours, your kingdom, O Lord. Jay, I'll take to the next one. Both riches and honor come from you. And you reign over all. And in your hand is the power and might. In your hand is power and might. And in your hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Connect to the hand of God. We don't have to try and manipulate stuff. This is worshiping God. This is what I'm telling God each and every morning as I start my day. And give me wisdom, Lord, to know what to do and what not to do. Because if all this is yours, then I don't even have to worry about it. Let's see, what's the next one, Jay? Now, therefore, God, we thank thee and praise your glorious name. That's why we praise God. It don't get any better than that. Now, if you don't believe, then that's why you got to study every day so you can see the hand of God work. You will never know until you get up each morning and give God that time and you call on God's name before you eat for praying and fasting. You'll never know what God can do. You will never know. You will never know if this word is true or not. If you just close it on Sundays and leave it on the shelf until you come back next Sunday, or if you don't even bring it and you just don't even get into it at all, you'll never know. Put God to the test. Otherwise, you'll never know. And then think about it. My biggest fear is what my life could have been if I really would have trusted and sold out to God. What it could have been. But I didn't give him 100%. I gave him 75 and I kept 25. And that 25 held me back from what God had for me. That 25 will hold you back. That 20 will hold you back. The 5% will hold you back. And you got to trust him with 100 or you'll never know. You and I will never know. And you can't blame God because you didn't surrender 100. You can't blame God unless you surrendered 100. And once you surrender 100, then you realize, man, God is true to his word. All right, it gets better. Let's go back to Revelation, Jail. Revelation 5. And 11, more on worship. Make a note of 1 Chronicles. Oh my gosh, I love just reading 1 Chronicles. Giving it to God. Revelation 5 and 11. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Oh, it's a lot of people up there. What are they doing? They'll go to the next one. And more than that, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. Now we're worshiping God. Jesus Christ, you're so worthy. You died for our sins. Open the door to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Go to the next one, Jay. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such are as in the sea and all that are in them heard, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sit upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever. You worshiping something. I'm saying we got to start worshiping God. It is too critical these days not to worship God like this. What's the next one say, Jay? And the four beasts said, amen, so be it. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that lives forever and ever. All right, start your day like this. It's not much that can bother you after you start your day like this. But know it's coming your way. Know as soon as you walk out the door, something's going to try. Somebody's going to cut you off on the road. Something. But it can't, because Jesus overcame, we overcame too. Amen. Start your day like this. One more. Revelation 7 and 9, JL. Family, never take a day off from worshiping. Get connected to God, not because it's a religious activity, but because, God, I want to know everything that you have for me. I don't want to miss anything that you have for me. And after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number of all nations. Remember, we talked about this. See, this is heaven. There's a multitude which no man could number of all nations, which means tribes and all kindreds, all kinds of people and all kinds of tongues, languages. So we're going to be some of everybody stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palm branches in their hand. Next one. And cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. The next one. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, the creatures. I don't know what those are, but this says, it refers to them as four creatures. And fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God. Amen. The servants worship God. So if you call yourself a child of God and you're not worshiping God, then you got to check that. You and I, we have to check that. If Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior and God the Father is my God, then the servants should be worshiping God. Amen. And if you don't know where to start, you got three places right here. 1 Chronicles 29:10. Through 15, Revelation 5:11-14, Revelation 7:9-12. This is daily worship. Never take a day off. I don't care how bad it gets. This puts life right back in perspective, that regardless of how bad it gets, God has it covered. Only thing we need is a submitted and surrendered heart. But Pastor, I'm not perfect. That's okay, because nobody is. That's why we worship God. You weren't perfect when you were serving all that other stuff either, but you still served it and you still worshiped it. Don't try and flip the script now. You got to be perfect to serve God. No, no, no. You just need to be submitted and surrendered. Remember, we talked about that before. It's ridiculous. Well, I'm not going to go to church because I don't have it all together. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I'm not going to go to church because I don't have it all together. That statement is hypocritical. That's stupid. I'm not going to clean my house till my house gets clean. I'm not going to go to the gym with all those hypocrites. I'm going to wait till I get in shape. Then I'm going to walk in and say, look at me. I said, but you're a hypocrite. And I said, you're trying to say I don't do anything unless I have it all together. That's not true. Stop lying. We gotta don't let the enemy lie to you anymore. I'm not going to get my degree and I'm not going to go to school and get my degree until I get a degree. I'm not going to get a degree until I, you know, I'm going to wait to get some education. I'm not going to get it. I'm going to wait till I get a degree before I go to school. I'm not going to go to the doctor until I'm physically fit. Because I'm going to walk into the doctor's office and he's going to know something's wrong with me. So I got to wait till I get myself together. Then I'm going to go to the doctor. Right? I got to get myself together before I go to church. I'm going to walk in. People are going to know I got issues. Welcome to the club. If we were here because we had, if we were not here, let me get it right. If we came to church because we were perfect, then nobody would be here. You know, I'm not going to go to the dentist until my tooth stops hurting and heals itself. And I'm going to go, dentist, look, everything's all good. You don't need to be perfect to worship God. You just need to be surrendered. Don't lie to yourself. Don't let the enemy lie to you. You don't have to have it all together. Matter of fact, if we could get it all together, we wouldn't need Jesus. That's why he's the greatness and the victory and the majesty and the power, not us. All right, so let's finish this up for today. Oh, okay. Let's finish where we want to go now. Verse 4. And they shall see his face, and their name shall be in their and his name shall be in their foreheads. And when you, it says forehead, it says the space between the eyes. So I guess it's that little space right there, not right here, just right. So I guess a little tattoo. I can work with that. Oh, I always wanted a tattoo, Brother Roy, so I'm going to finally get it when I get to heaven. His name going to be right there. My wife won't let me get a tattoo. I wish I would have got it before I met her, but then I was too young. Exactly, I'd have to go way back. But she won't let me get a tattoo. But when I get to heaven, God's going to put his name right there. But think about that. What if God say, I want to give you a tattoo now. I want to put my name on your head right now. So then when I walk on the job, everybody goes, oh, you're a Christian. Oh, I have my hat way down low so nobody will see it. Something come, have my beanie cap or something so nobody can see that his name is right there. Wow, what if he required us to put his name on our forehead right now? They're giving out the chip now. They're putting it in your hand. You go to it's a company in the United States, the first company to do it. So they put the chip right there between your thumb and your index finger. 80 employees, 50 volunteered to get it. The other 30 said, I'm not cool with it. So you don't have to worry about your cell phone. It powers up your cell phone, the vending machines, your computer. Just put the chip right there. The word says, don't take the mark of the beast. Some likened it to a chip. I don't know, but I know you better get in your word. But God says he wants to put his name on your forehead. Most of you know I've worked in the court system, the prisons, the juvenile. And you see tattoos on the face, so I guess that's not too out of the ordinary. God told us a long time ago, I'm putting my name on your forehead. Now they got everything. I remember I was in the camps now. Hey, young man, how you doing? He turned around, he had in big block letters, F-U, on his face. Oh, okay, all right. Oh, how you doing? Oh, sorry, sir. Didn't mean to disturb you, young man. I've seen some things, but that was big old English letters. Okay. I'll just do my work over here, you. Do whatever you want to do, because I ain't going to mess with you, brother. I'm a man, you 17, but trust me, I ain't going to mess with you. And just immediately I'm praying, what? How much pain do you have to be in to tell the world that on your face? That's a tough one. God said he's putting his name right there on our forehead. All right, let me finish for today. Number five, verse five. And there should be no night there. Somebody say amen. You don't need no lamps. You don't need no candles. You don't even need the sun. So we're talking about, is God enough? We're talking about the brilliance of God. That's how we came here. We're just looking, and the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. We'll reign with God forever. We'll be, it talks about in Revelations, what verse, make a note, Revelations 5, 8, and 10, it talks about how we're saints and we're kings and we're priests because of what God has done. That's why we worship God. Nothing else makes you a king and a priest and a joint heir with the Father. Royalty. Born into the family of God. We've been born again through Jesus Christ. Not on our own. We'd never make it on our own. But through Jesus Christ. We're bought with the price. Puts the tattoo on our head. We've been sealed through the Holy Spirit. We've been filled with the Holy Spirit and sealed with the Holy Spirit as well. All right, I'm finishing now. Verse 6. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. These words can be trusted and they're real. Not many things you can trust and are real these days. There's a lot of fake news out there. There's a lot of fake news out there. But right here in verse 6, God told us a long time ago, and he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. These things are can be trusted and they're real. The Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly take place. Amen. Family, as you read this word daily, as you study the scriptures, make a note, Revelation 22:6, it can be trusted and it's real. And as we pick it up next week, we'll get into some of the things that the prophets and have said and have written in the word. Amen? Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a quick minute. And I know we cut the air off, but it got really hot, didn't it? And we can't have, wait, we got to find a medium. Either it's too hot, we're getting frozen, and it is too warm, and we feel like we're at home on the couch. Let's just bow our heads just for a quick minute. As I was studying this week, God was just impressing upon my heart, don't get fooled by the counterfeit that's out there. God's word is trusted and it's real. It can be trusted and it's real. It's a lot going on. God said it's time for us to come back and to worship him. Don't get caught up in stuff. In a moment, life can change and stuff will be gone. But God is forever. Don't lose perspective on God. So as we've been challenged to worship God, I'm challenging all of us. Read daily. Spend 5 minutes a day. Whether that's the Proverbs or whether it's the scriptures that I just shared with you on worship. Not because it's a religious thing. But God, I want to put you to the test and watch you move in my life, because I'll never know until I give you 100%. I'll never know what you can do until I allow you to do it. You and I will never know what God can do until we allow him to do it. So, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. Maybe someone's here and say, Pastor, you know what, I've never accepted Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. If that's you, elevate your hand. I'd love to pray for you. Say, Pastor, I've heard it before, but I don't know what I was thinking, but I've never asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart and save me. If that's you, elevate your hand. I'd love to pray for you. Maybe you're here and you're saying, Pastor, I just kind of been kind of doing my own thing, but I want to rededicate my life. I do want to read. I do want to study. I want to give God 100%. It's a struggle right now. Maybe at 80 or 40 or 50, But I want to rededicate my life and make a commitment to give God 100%. If that's you, elevate your hand. I'd love to pray with you. Maybe you're here and you've been visiting and today you want to make it official to become a member of South Bay Abundant Life Church. We say membership, but it's really familyship. We're family here. Maybe you want to unite with us this morning. If that's you, elevate your hand if you want to join South Bay Abundant Life Church this morning. Lord, how we love you on today, how we thank you. Lord, you sustained us another week, another moment with so much going on. God, help us. We lift up our country. We lift up our president. We lift up our local council members. We lift up our governor. We lift up the mayor of our cities, Lord. Give them wisdom, God. We're praying for them. You told us to pray for all those in leadership. Pray for law enforcement, Lord. We pray for Christians, Lord, who are in leadership positions to stand up and share the gospel and promote love and peace and unity in our communities and in our country. God, we depend on you for everything. We know this is a man-made problem and it's not going to be a man-made solution. We know it's a spiritual problem, Lord, being Satan manipulating people to do stupid stuff. We know that you have the victory, Lord. But God, help us as we go through the process. We're committed to praying. We're committed to serving. We're committed to be love, light, and salt. Give us the strength, Lord, to live for you and make a difference wherever we are. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Stand to your feet, give someone a hug, and you are dismissed. We have an announcement, Brother Raymond.